Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And that intro was 38 seconds long.
It was long.
It's under 40 seconds. It can be shorter.
Yeah.
You know, we'll work on it. You're listening to episode 714. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. Where do we record from?
The Rogers Park neighborhood of Chicago.
Good job.
Do I get a treat?
Wait, weren't we supposed to start this with a spanking?
Yes.
I guess I fucked that up. I don't need a spanking anymore. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, you did.
Let's see what we got to talk about. We talked about our weeks in the last show, so it really doesn't. We can't talk about our week again.
So we were talking about the weirdest place we've had sex.
And I had a memory. You downloaded your memory.
I did. When I lived in England, I had sex in a graveyard.
No.
Below like a crypt. Yeah, there was, which apparently was fairly common. So there was the Anglican Cathedral was across, like this beautiful, beautiful Anglican Cathedral was across from my school in Liverpool. And they had like catacombs and shit and like crypts and like a graveyard sort of thing. And apparently like hookers used to hang out across the street from the school and take their punters, as they're called, down and shag them over the tombstones. Yeah, it was like a real thing. And so I decided to
become a punter.
Yeah.
Or a hooker. No. Which one were you?
I would probably be more of a hooker than a punter.
Right.
Because I'll tell you what, when you are young, 20-something, and you have an all right body.
Young, hung, full of cum.
And you're American and people are like, ooh.
Oh, American.
It's a circumcised penis. I've never seen one of those before. Like, people in England were crazy for it.
Really? Circumcised penises? They love circumcised penises?
Yes, yes. I dated this guy, and the first time we hooked up, he said, that's the first penis I've put in my mouth that didn't taste like a penis. And I was like, you're welcome. But yeah, no, like girls, boys, anybody, like I would be at a bar, they'd be like, oh, you're American, are you circumcised, show us your dick.
Legit. Weird. I didn't know people were, I guess it's kind of reverse, because yeah. Here I'm like, ew, you're cut.
Yeah, I guess like it's kind of like one of those things where if it's rare, it's like more exciting,
people want it.
Yeah.
Like gingers, uncut gingers, or well, a cut ginger there is amazing, bro.
Well, no, they don't really. They're like, oh, ginger. Ooh. Yeah,
you're Irish or something. Get away.
Yeah, yeah. It was super.
You're poor.
Yeah, but anyway, but it didn't really. It didn't hold me up. Like no, I did very well in England, but yes. So I banged.
So you catacombed?
Yes, I catacombed all over the place.
I've never had sex in a graveyard. I could say that. And I've never been felt up in a graveyard, anything like that. I tend not to go to them, but.
Oh, I also, another weird thing to say.
Here comes more downloading.
Of all of the places in England. Yeah. I had weird sex in England. I had sex in a liquor store in England.
That sounds very West Virginia.
Well, so they have like off licenses.
Hashtag Christian scabies.
And the guy who ran the liquor store was like, I've always wanted to like have sex like behind the counter because like the security cameras like will film it.
Oh,
and it's,
CCTV.
Like, super hot. Yeah.
I love CCTV.
Yeah. So
love it.
I was
I'm addicted
like,
to it.
Well, all right. So like I went before it was open and we did it like behind the counter where all the liquor bottles were.
And did you like knock over the liquor bottles, drink anything?
Well, there's like, it's weird. It's like,
buy me.
It's like all behind glass. So you like have to walk up to the window and be like, I want that wine or like, I want that, like whatever.
It's like, you want this.
And so I was like, we didn't like where the like little window was. So it was like, so like, I guess if it was open and somebody walked in, I could be like, what can I get for you?
Right. you fulfilled someone's fantasy on XTube somewhere.
I sure did. Yeah. Probably. Oh my God, I probably am on XTube. I'm probably on XTube for the balloon video I did.
No one knows that. I wasn't going to bring it up because I didn't know if you wanted to, but now that you've done that, we have to hear that story because it is amazing.
It's yeah, it's quite, let me take a swig of coffee first. Steal my nerves. So, when I first moved to when I first moved to Chicago, I was supposed to work for a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave my job away. And, like, so I moved here, no job, like, a little bit of money, like, and so, like, I needed to make some money. So I was going to,
like... Until Ricky saved you.
Right. It's true. Ricky got me my first job in Chicago. Well, not my first job, because I guess technically this story would be my first job. So I was, like, going to sell some plasma. I went to the plasma place to sell plasma, and some lady with, like, gouty legs was drinking. Like, she straight up was, like, so she had, I shit you not, like, a full-on, like, a pack of Oreos and a 2-liter of Coke. And she was just drinking out of the 2-liter and eating Oreos with her big gouty elephant leg. And she was like, I can't donate today.
Hashtag gouty leg.
She probably had scabies too. I don't know. But so I'm sitting
there. How close did you sit to her?
They like, I was like across the aisle. And like, so they like prick your finger and you do like an iron test. And then they like tell you if you have enough iron or whatever to donate your plasma. And so I'm like waiting for them to like finish. They'd already like pricked my finger. And this lady like leans across and like offers me an Oreo and I'm like, no, I'm good. And she was like, I'm just waiting because like I can't donate today because my blood sugar's all messed up.
Oh,
like, and I'm
think?
Like, no shit, Sherlock, like girl. And then I got so freaked out that I left.
You didn't even donate your plasma.
I did not even donate my plasma. I was like, I cannot do this. Like, I'm too freaked out. So
how much did they pay to donate plasma?
I think it was like depending on how much they could get, but it was like like $100 or $200 or something. Like,
oh,
it was like a decent amount of money. Yeah, but I wasn't like that hard up for money, but I was like
yet.
All down for like doing. I was like, whatever, I'll do some weird shit. So George is like, you should look on Craigslist and see if there are any like medical studies or whatever. So
oh my God, he wants you to come back with like 5 hands.
Right, you know. Exactly. I have something grown out of my face.
Right.
But no, so I was on Craigslist. I did do something at like UIC.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Oh, like a medical study.
Like a medical study or whatever. And but then I found this ad that was like, are you a young man between the ages of like 20 and like 30? Can you blow up a balloon? Like, inquire within. And I was like, well, shit, like, I can do that.
Right.
And so I replied.
You're thinking it's like a kid's birthday party.
I don't
You're going to be filling a
I'm
gymnasium.
Like, well, I thought maybe they were, like, studying, like, lung capacity or something.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? So I reply, and he's like, do you have pictures of yourself? And I'm like, okay, this is weird. And...
So you sent him your best headshots.
I sent over my headshots, my resume, and so
your resume on only blowing balloons.
On only blowing balloons. And I sent all of the shit over, and he was like, I want to take pictures of you blowing up balloons. And I was like, just like pictures. Am I going to be like fully clothed? Like what's going on? He was like, yeah, it's no, it's all on the up and up. Like, I just want to take pictures of somebody like blowing up balloons. And I was like, okay, well like, let me check. And like, it was George's idea. Number one, to look on fucking right. Craigslist. And so I am sitting at home, like in the middle of the afternoon. And so I called George at his office and I was like, this guy wants to take pictures of me blowing up balloons. And he was like, I guess if you don't take your clothes off, that's fine, I guess. So I go to this guy's apartment and it's by North and Clybourne kind of.
Oh, okay. Near the Apple store.
Yeah. And it's like kind of a serial killer-y. Like it's a little bit like there are like stacks of things, like he's a hoarder kind
oh,
of.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But then he has this back bedroom that's like completely, it's got a bunk bed and it's like completely empty. And there's like a folding chair. And
that sounds like a scary fucking movie.
It was kind of like, he was really
like, you're
nice,
just
going to
hold you hostage.
Like, but no, he was like, he was legit. He was really, really nice. Like he was very friendly, which they're always going to be friendly if they're going to fucking like try to cut your face off.
Right.
But, so he's super nice and he brings out this like bag of balloons and he's like, just blow up the balloons. I'm just going to ask you some questions like while you're blowing up these balloons. And he starts taking pictures and he's like, is it okay if I take like some video? And I'm like, okay. And then,
oh man, I wish you would have had the questions. I could have read them.
Well, no, he's like, yeah, is that hard to blow up that balloon? Is that hard? Do you have enough air? Oh, it's getting pretty big. Are you scared? Are you scared it's gonna pop? Are you scared it's gonna pop? Oh, it looks like it's gonna pop. And so like, I'm like, but I'm an actor, so I'm like, oh, it is. I can feel the balloon getting tighter. It's getting really close. I think it might explode. Oh, get it together. Do you need some water?
Oh my god, my big girl laugh came out.
But yeah.
It's so big.
Oh, it's getting tight. I think it might explode. So I'm doing this, and then he's having me like sit on them and like pop them that way.
Oh my god.
And then he's like, can you step on them? Like, and so I like stepped on them with like my shoes on and then with like my socks and then like my bare feet, and he's like taking pictures. And I was like, and so like as we're like wrapping up, I'm like, so these pictures are like for your personal use, right? And he's like, yeah. Like, he's like, nobody's going to see them but me. Like, they're just for me. And I'm like, when you say they're just for you,
do you mean your whole group?
And well, no, I was like, are you going to masturbate to pictures of me popping balloons? Because that's the vibe I'm getting. Like, right. I just want to be perfectly clear here that you are definitely going to jerk off to images.
Because I need to know. That makes me feel good.
Yes. Well, no, I like want to know what I'm getting into. So he was like, yeah, no, definitely. Like, I will definitely be spanking it to you bobbing balloons later.
Do you think he was a straight guy or a gay guy? Or
just, I don't know.
He didn't care who was popping balloons.
Maybe.
He was a balloon guy.
He specifically wanted a dude, though, so he might have been like straight up gay.
That is
so
the greatest.
And it was like 20 minutes and he paid me $50.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I would do it again.
That's good money.
I would do it again.
Oh, I would fucking act that shit out too.
Right?
I would blow up that balloon and be like, you know, just like scream,
yeah,
like Nelly out,
like,
if I need
so
to.
I'm so nervous.
And but he's having you blow up like the balloon that you remember, the big balloon with the rubber band on it that you,
yes,
pow, pow, pow.
Oh my god, it was. I mean, it was an easy $50. I think he wanted, like, he got enough out of me. Like, he didn't want me to do it again. Like, he wanted different dudes all the time.
And then he visually had what he needed, but then he also had copies of what he needed.
Right. So, exactly.
Did he have a boner while he was doing it?
I didn't really notice. No, he was a bigger guy. He was kind of chubby. But he was super nice and he was like a total gentleman. Was like, can I get you something to drink? Like, it was very friendly.
You're like, GHB.
Right. I was like, I don't need any roofies right now. Right.
I need to think about blowing up balloons. It's very hard. Hashtag blowing up balloons.
Hashtag blowing up balloons and hashtag Christian scabies.
Hashtag balloon porn.
Balloon porn.
Yeah.
But I'm probably like fucking famous in Croatia or something.
Oh my god.
For balloon
in Japan,
porn.
I bet.
Oh, maybe.
Ginger. Bear.
I am super famous in
Japan. White. Oh my god. There's so many nuts happening.
Where are my royalties?
Right. No, you get to say I'm famous in Japan.
Okay.
That's what you get to
say. That's those are my royalties. There you go.
One of the things that for my Seattle trip when we first got there, we were like fucking starving. So it was like 10:30, 11 at night. And there's this restaurant near our hotel. It's called the 5 Point Cafe. And I look online. I'm like, oh, it's just like cafe food. Mm-hmm. Sandwiches, club sandwiches, soup. Girl.
Yes.
I walked in and it's like one half of it is all like fucking hipsters.
Yeah.
Like, not like preppy. I'm a preppy hipster. I'm rich. I pretend to be poor.
Dirty,
so I'm
hipsters.
Clean. Well, yeah. I mean, they pretended to be dirty, but you could tell that
they were like artisanal dirty.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other side was full of like biker dudes and like drinking beer. And like the guy that was serving our table literally looked like he wanted to like take the fucking mug and just beat the shit out of us. And Tony's friend was like, God, he is so hot.
Ooh. Rough.
But there was
trade.
No smiling.
No.
There was slamming of the glasses. Like, we were ordering food at like 10:30, so he was probably pissed, you know. And I was like, this is the most interesting place. And it had, like, all the walls were covered with, like, all these crazy band names that no one's ever heard of, you know, because we're hipsters. We don't listen to any mainstream music.
Right. You probably haven't heard of them.
Right. Squirrel Nut Zippers, heard of them. Okay. Come on. You know, whatever.
Right.
But that place was so interesting. I was nervous, but then I was like,
Nervous and excited.
Yeah. And I'm like, kind of like, oh, I really wish that bartender would just get super mad at me and then say, come here, boy,
ooh,
and just drink this.
I need to see you in the back.
Right. You need to be the bar back.
Bar back is only one letter away from bear back.
A bar back is when they just put the tip in.
Just the tip.
Yeah. Hashtag just the tip or hashtag barback.
So many hashtags.
Yeah, we're coming up. Y'all better fucking use them. They're hard to come up with, right?
We are working hard.
We're 16 minutes. We're doing pretty good.
Okay.
How do we feel about some political stuff? Betsy DeVos. Sessions. All these fucking ignorant people getting elected into...
Well, they're not getting elected. They're getting appointed. Well,
they're paying for their positions.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they're not being appointed. They're
paying. No, yeah. No, exactly. But it's not like, I mean, it's people are so pissed off in Pennsylvania about Toomey. Because he like very obviously like got paid for it and waited until like the last, all these people I knew were emailing him and writing letters and stuff like that. And then like at the last possible second, he like sent out this like super form letter, like that was like, I really believe in Betsy DeVos and like, I think she's going to do great things for education and blah, 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 blah. Like at the last possible second. So people couldn't get like super pissed off about
right.
it. But she don't know what the fuck she's doing at all.
Somebody, she tweeted a picture. She was like, first day on the job.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, and with then, the pencils.
Yeah. And then somebody goes, how about buy them your fucking self like rest of the teachers in the world do?
Legit.
Right. I was like, girl, that is the best answer
I
ever.
Know people whose spouses are teachers for like CPS and like I have friends that low-key steal office supplies like for CPS. Yes.
Well, that's sad,
but it's true though. And what's fucked up is like it's not like the schools in Chicago are really like either super super great and get a bunch of money or like super like
fucking poor,
they ain't got nothing
and then get closed down,
they all gotta share one book. Right. It's real fucked up. And that's where like somebody I know teaches, and like that's wrong, and that's exactly what Betsy DeVos wants, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wants the poor people not to have an education,
right.
And the rich people to get what she did, which is get rich and pay for your positions instead of actually earning the position.
She's dumb as shit.
tell us how you really feel. yeah, it's kind of weird. I want to tell you guys about this app. It's called Countable, and you guys should download it because it's pretty amazing. I'll show it to Adam here. Just to show, you know, people love to be looking at stuff through a podcast.
I feel like I've heard of this.
But it's called Countable, and what happens is it tells you what's going on.
Right, so this executive
order.
Okay, yeah.
So you click here, and you click Take Action.
Uh-huh.
And then you can message all your reps in your area, put what you want to put, and it sends the message to all of them. So you guys should actually do that because, you know, their phone lines have been like fucked up because people can't get through. You never know if an email gets there, you know, but
well,
at least
I called Toomey and I called, what's her face in Nebraska? Kim something. Oh, I'm so bad with names, but like I'm not from Nebraska and I don't live in Pennsylvania anymore, but I also like I spent some time in Omaha and I know people who live in Nebraska now.
Brad and Waylon.
And Omaha is the tits. It is so nice.
Really?
I fucking loved Omaha.
Is it a big city?
It's like moderately sized. It's like very, very spread out. It's like very like, you know how Chicago's like downtown and then like Chicago kind of like annexed different like parts. And so now there's like Andersonville and Rogers Park and all that kind of shit. So like, that's kind of like Omaha was like smaller and then like it's kind of spread out. And it's like super like.
So it's like a smaller city like.
Columbus?
Yeah. Or Cincinnati.
Yeah. 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 Kind of like that. Yeah. Everybody's super nice in Omaha. Everybody's a bear in Omaha.
Yeah, probably because they're about to fucking die from a tornado.
It's legit.
They have to share like underground sheds with each other.
Like really good like food and bars, and they're super gay friendly. Like there were like gay bars everywhere, and like I said, everybody was a bear. Like and yes, it was wonderful. I was like, I couldn't tell. Like it was like everybody's like kind of a little chubby, a little husky, a little bearded, and I was like. Like, are you straight? Are you not? Can I have you?
Can I make you gay?
Can we work on that?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're straight?
I'm willing.
If you'd like to experiment.
If you tried it when you were 17, you're probably still going to like it at 27. So go ahead and let's try this.
It's pretty much a done deal.
Yeah. I've never been there. I should probably like travel there to see Brad and Waylon. I've never been to that part of the United States.
Like, they're in Lincoln, though, which is good.
Oh, is that close?
It's kind of close. It's not super far.
Yeah, because they do shows in Omaha,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But Omaha, I was not prepared. I did theater in Omaha. And
you're
I was
like,
kind of
oh,
like,
shit.
I was like, do I want to sign this contract? I don't know. And then it ended up being fucking great. Fabulous.
Maybe it was like a road trip. We can drive there.
I feel like that's pretty far from here. I don't really know. I didn't drive. I flew. Oh. And, like, you can only fly, like, on Delta to Omaha. Like, there's not a whole lot of... Right. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Hashtag no thank you, Delta.
Let's do a phone call.
Let's listen.
This person said not to play it, but we're going to because it's hilarious.
Hi, Ricky. Oh, hi, what's your name? It's Baron Frosty. And Dr. P. Say hi, Dr. P.
Hi.
Welcome aboard, Adam. We wanted to call and give a dirty little secret. My dirty little secret is I had a sex string dream. Don't play this one. I'll call back.
So guess what? He never called back. So,
guess what?
We don't even know what the dirty secret is.
Well, he had a sex dream.
Oh,
we don't
dirty
know.
Sex dream.
Dirty sex dream.
It better have been about us.
I hope so.
It always is. Yeah, Terry wants a ginger sandwich. Did you see that whole conversation?
Mm-hmm. I tried. I was, like I said, I was all fucking cracked out.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I did
And you're
not...
still getting used to the Twitters.
Yes. I'm trying. I'm so bad at Twitter. I will, like, I'll read through it, and then I'm like, oh, I should say something funny, and then I forget.
Because you're high on opiates.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm all done, though. I finished my cough syrup. So.
We have more if you need
some.
Road
to recovery.
I have some.
Oh.
Extra.
Well.
Oh, Baron Frosty wanted us to talk about, speaking of gingers.
Yes.
That Merriam-Webster has added the term ginger to the dictionary. How do we feel about that?
I feel wonderful about it. I'm surprised it wasn't in there before.
Well, ginger for like the actual root
yes.
was there, but now it's like, see also redhead or whatever, you know?
Well, I think it's a very, ginger is a very English term.
Is ginger for redheaded people you're gingerly or whatever?
No. It's if you're redheaded, you're called a ginger in the UK.
Oh. In Spanish, it's called jengibre.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now you know.
And knowing's half the battle. G.I. Joe, he's the American hero. G.I. Joe's there. That may be before
Are
your
you
time.
Done? No, it's not before my time. I just wasn't super into G.I. Joe as a
you
child.
You were into Starbright.
I was a weird kid. Ponies. I collected records from a very early age.
Oh, yeah.
I threw a huge hissy fit in a Kmart because I wanted my mom to buy me True Blue on vinyl by Madonna. And I was being bad. And she was like, no, like you're being bad.
You're not being rewarded.
And like legit, like I was born in 1984 and True Blue came out, I think, in like 1986.
Right.
So like I was like 2 years old and all I wanted to do was buy records.
Just straight up 2 year old faggot.
Legit. And my grandmother like low key bought it for me and was like, shut up. Don't tell your mother. And then, like, gave it to me when we were, like, in the car. And I remember my mom being very much like, you're undermining my parenting. All that sort of thing. But
you still got to listen.
I still got True Blue on vinyl.
True Blue, baby, I love you.
Are you trying to bait me into singing?
Yes,
is that what you keep singing?
I'm trying.
I'm not going
to
do it.
You started to dance. You almost did it.
I did.
And you look away and you're like, no, I would not. We got an email. Let's read it. 1 second as I pull it up. Leslie says, hey, Rick and Adam, I've just finished listening to episode 711, and I have to tell you how much I'm loving the new edition of the podcast. Yay. Ricky, I'm Leslie. I'm not going to say your Instagram and all that stuff. I don't know, because I don't know if she wanted to.
Yeah.
You might remember about 8 months ago, I emailed you saying I was going to stop listening for the show for a while. I've started listening again in 2017, and I'm just loving your new host, Adam. He's funny, intelligent. He doesn't eat while he's talking. He's awesome.
Thank you, Leslie.
People don't like that. Like,
no,
do not eat.
That's rude. Mm. I felt bad enough drinking coffee.
I used to do it, but then I'm like, I don't like it either, so I'm not going to do it anymore.
No.
Because I used to be like, it's my show. If you don't like it, don't listen. But then people actually stopped listening. So I'll stop.
Yeah.
Right. We learn from our lessons.
We learn from our lessons, indeed.
If y'all are open to it, I have a potentially offensive questions to ask both of you. Mm-hmm. Ricky, I'm sure you've talked about this at some point in the last 10 years of podcasting, and if you can tell me the episode number to listen to, that would be great. Otherwise, I would like you to answer, too. Can you tell I'm a bossy teacher? What was your coming out experience like? I'm the mom of a 17-year-old young man who has come out to me as bisexual, but I personally think he's actually gay, but still in the process of coming out himself. Right. We live in a smallish city in South Texas, population 60,000, which is amazing to me because I was from a town of like 8,000, where it's still hard to be LGBTQ. And I'd love to get your perspective of the other men who went through the same process and how you shared it with your loved ones. Thanks for the laughs, guys. I love what you do. Peace out, Leslie.
Well, I don't think that's an offensive question.
No, it's not offensive.
It's a really good question, and I'm totally glad I...
It would only be offensive if you're like, faggot, how'd you come out? You know, something like that.
Or if like, we were secretly in the closet.
Right. Like,
what do you mean, Leslie? Like, I'm not gay.
Oh my God. Just came out of that door. Are you fucking crazy?
I love girls.
I never really had like a true coming out thing. It's kind of like, I mean, I guess I did with my sister. I was moving in my boyfriend into my place when I was 19.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Biggest fucking mistake.
Wow.
Oh God. I was in a college town, fell in love with a college boy.
Ooh.
Who didn't like to wear underwear and show it off to people. Oh. And then I got pissed and scraped his face down a telephone pole.
Lived a life.
Oh, girl, I had to pay for all the splinters to be taken out of his face. It was crazy. Yeah,
so
it was bad. So anyway, but prior to all that,
right?
I had like a U-Haul. We were moving the stuff, and my sister was helping me move because we weren't moving into a new place. And as I was driving, Ben was in the middle, and then my sister was on the side, and she was like, when he got out, she was like, can I ask you a question? And I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go. Mm-hmm. She's like, are you gay? And I'm like, why do you ask that? She goes, well, I just happened to notice that you were, like, touching Ben's leg.
Aww.
And normal guys don't sit together in a U-Haul.
Right, right.
You know? And I was like, yeah, whatever. And she was like, God, it's been a lift off, a weight off my shoulders. I'm like, bitch, this is about me. You're taking my moment.
Aww.
And she's like, oh, I'm so happy for you. And so there was never really a coming out story. And then my mom, it was like, I mean, we discussed it, but the only thing she really asked was, are you going to dress in my clothes?
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, I don't wear sweatpants. Look what I have on. Fucking sweatpants today. But yeah, that she asked me that and she was like, okay, whatever, just be happy. So there was nothing.
That's
really
not bad.
No, there wasn't. And so people were like, you know, some people have like these huge coming out things, and I'm like, I didn't have anything like that. I'm boring, I guess. Or I had
it's
an accepting
boring.
Family.
It's really nice.
I
yeah.
had an accepting family, I guess.
I didn't.
Which Leslie seems, I mean,
yeah,
her son's
that's
opened
great.
Her. So
I think that, like, these days it's a little bit easier. Like, even, like, a couple years after I graduated high school, like, people that I had gone to high school with were like, I'm out. Like, I'm in the, like, gay straight alliance. And I was like, uh-uh, girl. Like, I would have got my ass beat. And which is fucked up. And I'm glad that it's more accepting now. But I did not have a super easy coming out necessarily. Although, like, it's...
Did you have, like, still an issue, like, even when you first moved here, right?
Kind of.
Like, getting with George and...
Yeah, well, like, so, it's weird because my mom is super on board with it now to a certain point. Like, every once in a while she gets dramatic and is like, I don't know if I could watch you get married, like, and I'm like...
It's not right. Jesus doesn't like it.
It's not even, like, a religion thing. I think she's just, like, I'm an only child, she wants grandkids. She got grand dogs. That's about mm-hmm. all she getting for now. And she's just very much like, she was always, and I always expected to, like, kind of get married and have kids and, like, do that whole traditional thing because I didn't come from that. So, like, that's something that I, like, value and I think is really important. So I think she wants me to have all of that, and she doesn't realize that, like, I can, like, I can have all of that and be gay, and, like, she's, like, slowly.
But she doesn't
that.
Want to be hard for you, though. That's probably what
right,
it is.
Right, exactly. But she's slightly on board with it now. She loves George. She comes to visit. She stayed with us. But when I came out, so the first person I came out to was my aunt, who is only, like, 7.5 years older than me. She was born when my mom was in college. She was, like, a mm-hmm. surprise baby for
Oopsie.
My grandparents. Mm-hmm. She was conceived during what my grandmother refers to as afternoon delight.
Oh.
Yes. Not even lying. Like, skyrockets in flight. All of that shit. And, like, and my aunt gets so pissed off when I say afternoon delight. Like, every once in a while, like, I'll make eye contact with her and sing it. And she gets, like, she's like, shut up. But she's my best friend. I love her to death. We grew up together, basically. She's wonderful. So we were going, I worked at this, the amusement park. And the year I graduated high school, I decided that I was going to come out, like, after I graduated. I was 18. And I was like, I'm going to get me a boyfriend. Well, I had, like, my senior year of high school, I dated a guy who went to college with my high school girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And, like, he had not come out. I had not come out. We kept it, like, super on the DL.
Which was super hot.
And it was
fun.
But, like, people obviously, like, started to notice. Like, we both worked at this amusement park, and he would, like, drive me home from work, and we were always hanging
and
out together.
And he drove you home mm-hmm. to work.
Yes, he rode me home from right. work. no, but, and I wanted to come out. He didn't want to, and it ended up being, like, very, not necessarily abusive, but he was like, I will kick your ass if you tell people that we're dating. And I was like, all right, so we're done.
Right.
But then I started dating this guy who was a dancer in the show.
Oh, God.
Which I eventually, like, the year after that, I was a dancer in the show.
I'm a dancer.
It was like Showgirls.
Right.
But so my aunt and I were going, like, on my day off, like, we got, like, free tickets when we worked there. And so we had gone together, like, ever since we were little. And so me and my aunt were going, and we stopped at a Popeyes beforehand.
Yes. Because that sounds about right.
It's expensive to eat in amusement parks.
Oh,
it's,
definitely.
It's costly. So we were like, we're going to have lunch first. We're going to go to Popeyes. And we're in the parking lot of Popeyes. And I was like, so we're going to Kennywood, and I came out as bisexual first as well. I said I was right. bi.
I think that happens a lot.
It does happen a lot. And, like, technically, like, I have had sex with women. I have had relationships with women. Mm-hmm. I'm in a long-term, like, over 5 years relationship with a man, so I'm pretty gay now. But,
You're gay so, as a gay kid.
Yes, I am gayer than a bag of Skittles. So I came out as bi, and I was like, oh, and P.S., you're going to meet my boyfriend today. And my aunt was like, oh, okay. And, like, and she was totally, like, she rolled with it and was mm-hmm. like, fine. And she was like, number one, don't tell your mother yet. She was like, if you have not, she was like, I'm just telling you, I do not think it is a good idea to come out to your mother right now. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of other, like, drama going on. My grandfather had cancer. My grandmother had cancer. Like, all of this, like, crazy
so that
shit.
Would have been, like, the icing on the cake.
Yes, it was bad. So we met my boyfriend at the time, my first out boyfriend. And at some point that summer, he was between apartments because he was a year older than me. He was, like, a freshman in college when I was a senior in high school. And
he's a cradle robber.
Right. And so he was between apartments, and he had like a week where he would like have to stay with friends. Mm-hmm. And so I asked my mom if he could stay with us for like a couple of days. And like this, and he's a wonderful person. But he is very, I think back then I was better at hiding it. And I was like slightly butcher than I am now.
Right.
And he was not, he was from West Virginia actually. But he was like, hey girl, hey, like,
oh,
he was
just all out.
Yes. And so we were having dinner with my mom, and like afterwards, God, like he was like washing up or something. And my mom was like, I think your friend is gay. And I was like,
you think?
I was like, I don't know. Maybe. We don't really talk about that. We're just friends. And then we went and had sex.
Right.
Like, but like months later, I had gone off to my first year at school, which was like an hour and a half away from where I grew up. And my mom did not pay my cell phone bill. I paid my cell phone bill my damn self, but it got mailed to her.
Oh.
And she opened it and she was like, you're calling Waynesburg, West Virginia a whole lot. And I was like, I'm not calling Waynesburg. And she was like, well, isn't your friend from Waynesburg? And I was like, oh, it's probably like his cell phone. And she was like, why are you calling and texting him so much? And I was like, because we're friends.
I'm an
know.
Adult. What's the matter?
Yeah. And I was like, don't be opening my bills.
That's against the law.
And and then eventually, like, she was like, well, you're talking to him more than you're talking to your family. Like, why are you guys so
oh
close?
My God, mom, stop.
And we
you're like, gonna make me say it.
This was like over the phone, and she was like, are you gay? Are you in a relationship? And I was like, I'm not having this conversation with you over the phone. And she was like, that's all I needed to hear.
Oh,
and like
God.
Hung up on me.
Sinner!
I'm not even like, she told Father Dennis.
Oh no.
She was like, you need to go talk to him. You need to make it right
with
Jesus.
She wasn't even for sure yet.
And she was like, she didn't talk to me for like months. We did not have Christmas. We did not have a Christmas tree. There were no presents. She literally, her and my aunt drove up to pick me up from school because I didn't have a car up there. Silence. Like an hour and a half of silence on the way up. Like she didn't talk to my aunt. Hour and a half of silence on the way back. We did not. It was bad.
Was not happening.
It was not happening. We fought about it. She threw my clothes out of a window in our house into the snow at one point. I was like, you can just go back to fucking school and be gay.
And you're like, stop watching movies.
It was super,
seen it,
it
done
was
it.
Real dramatic. She's come a long way though since then. But it was not an easy coming out for me. Also, like, as some of my friends did not take it very well. I made a couple girls cry that, like, thought we was going to get married.
Because they got some good dick, and now they're mad because now
they can't have it no more. It ain't for them. But anyway, coming out is, it's different for everybody. It's personal. My mom once stole my car.
Oh.
Well, it was like I paid for it, but it was in her name.
Uh-huh.
And I think she was mad that I was hanging out with a boy, and she came and she stole it from the parking lot of the amusement park where I worked at and hid it and was like, you don't get to drive because you're going to drive places for that dick. And
you're like, fine, it'll come to me.
I'll get a ride.
I'm on a ride right now. So, Leslie, pretty much just let him be. I mean, I mean, he's honest with you. At least he tells you he's bisexual and he seems open to it.
Yeah.
It just might be a little harder because he's probably still in school and maybe it's not that great at school and he just doesn't want to have to deal with it.
Right. And if you have a community that's not super supportive and it is hard to be, you know, LGBTQ.
Which 60,000 people, that's a lot of people. So there's probably a community he doesn't feel judged.
Be the cool thing to like hang out with your mom or whatever, but I think it's fantastic. Like if my mom was like super like, oh good, like I'm glad that you're gay and like the community outside is not supportive. Like I think it's like, yeah, the more support that you can give him there and like make him realize that like 60,000 people in Texas is not the world.
Or you know what you could do? You could watch movies with them that are like gay classics, but you don't have to say anything, like Steel Magnolias or Rocky Horror Picture Show, or just like
Mean Girls,
Easy A. You know, I fucking love that movie.
Easy A?
Yeah.
I do. That movie did make me fall in love with Emma Stone a little bit.
Yeah. You blowing that pencil? Oh, yeah. Blow that pencil.
Speaking of Easy A, what do you think about Easy D?
That was the greatest thing I have ever seen. I just said, I responded to his tweet and said, I love me some hashtag EZD.
That's right.
And then everybody else also was like, mm-hmm. Oh, EZD, you like you some EZD? We love some EZD.
Yes, we do.
And we're speaking of Trump because he used the term EZD.
Yes.
Which, what does that even mean? Like in his
tweet? I don't think he really knows. I was thinking, like, was it like EZ
Donald or
defense? EZ decisions? I don't understand.
Maybe he needs to stop.
I don't.
He needs to hire someone else to tweet for him. We have another phone call. You want to listen?
Let's do it.
And this is going to be a longer show. We're at 40 minutes already.
Hi, Ricky and Adam. Oh. It's Terry in Dallas. You might want to think about updating the greeting on the phone message. I'm just saying. So, I just finished listening to the latest episode. And
I don't even know what it says.
Ricky, I really hope that when they remove people, that they don't, like, lose it. But the more I think about it, it would be hilarious if, like, they put reattach it, but, like, with a different size one. So you, like, have a normal size nipple on one side and, like, a flowing size on the other.
Yes.
Because I know how much you love those. And that would just be phenomenal. Really liking Adam on the show. But then, you know, I have a soft spot for gingers. And I have a hard spot for gingers.
spot for gingers.
Looking forward to what else you guys do with the show. I had more to talk about, but I got distracted by Ricky's nipples, so I completely forgot everything else I was going to say. So, you guys have a fabulous day, and I will catch y'all later.
So I guess my question is like, where are they getting the other baloney nipple? Like,
I guess
how, like, does that work?
Organ donors.
But why would they remove mine and add a baloney nipple?
But
to
maybe
me?
Your nipple didn't make it through the surgery. Like, it died on the operating table.
Or maybe they're filming me like they did the balloon for you, so they can put it on some kind of X tube station. They're like, oh, look at this guy. He's got a big old baloney nipple and then a little penny nipple.
Do you have tiny nipples? I don't remember what your nipples look like. Oh, you do have kind of tiny nipples.
Yeah, they're.
They're very pink. They match.
They almost
everything.
Match.
Yeah.
They almost blend in.
Yeah. You've got camouflage nipples. I just looked at Ricky's nipples, everybody. In case that wasn't clear, I just saw.
Just one of them. The other one is deformed right now. I don't want to show you.
That's okay.
You can't really see it, though.
That's
it hurts like a motherfucker, though. It's getting bigger and bigger. My surgery is February 20th. President's Day.
Ooh. I'm going to.
I'm off. Work.
I'm going to an ACLU benefit at Saved by the Max. Like the Saved by the
Bell. Open?
Yes, they extended it. I didn't get to go. I had reservations, but then I ended up having a show like way back like last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so George went without me.
How dare him.
Yes, but we're going to like they're donating.
Is it fun? Did he say it was
fun? He said it was really fun and he said the food was really good. So
they have a I guess apparently in New York City, they have a Golden Girls one.
Do they?
I think that's what I read. I might
shady
be lying.
Pines.
I love Shady Pines. We have another phone call, and then we'll end the show because we're at 45 minutes. We probably could have made two more shows out of this, but it's loading. Here we go.
Hello, boys. I'm sitting at the airport, so hopefully my message this time around will be slightly better voice quality, seeing as I was standing at minus degrees the last time outside with trains rushing past. So tonight, the worst that can happen is coughing people, more coughing people, some announcements, and then, maybe some voices from the TV in the background. So, I'm on my way home. Just finished the last shows. I honestly don't mind popping peas at this point in time so much, seeing as it is a huge improvement over the crinkle snaps and pops from the Eating Brigade. Long live popping peas. You know how much I hate a motherfucker chewing while speaking to me through the interwebs. It was a quietish weekend, so I had time to listen to some shows. I don't remember if I told the story before, seeing as you guys were talking about your boob jobs coming up. I actually, years ago, when I had my first big operation to make out of me a pretty woman, It was a 5-hour operation, and somewhere during the operation, I saw the light coming my way, realized I was not getting any air, and literally sat the fuck up and said, I can't breathe. After the operation, I said to my mom, I'm pretty sure I woke up during the operation and I was pushed down. My mother was like, no, that can't happen. You were under anesthesia. You know, you cannot even, you know, wake up. So I was like, I'm pretty sure. Hold on. We have an announcement.
Sounds important.
Okay, the Swedes need to go to gate B13 because the wheelchairs are waiting them. Anyway, so the doctor comes around to ask how I am feeling, and I said, I have a small question. Did I by any chance wake up during the operation? And he's like, yes, you gave us such a scare. We were busy working on you, and the next moment you were sitting right up saying, I can't breathe. So, Ricky, when you go underneath, you know, the booby needle in less than, what, 15 days, make sure you take extra oxygen, you know, like the emphysemic people. Just don't light a cigarette anywhere close to it. We don't want a bomb going off. Ooh, I said bomb. Do you think this call is being traced? If it is being traced, I should probably put down this little call now before the NSA or Trump supporters find me and, you know, call me bomber, a white supremacist, bomber. Anyway, love you, boys. Let's see if I can make it to the U.S., although I might be banned from coming into the U.S. because Hello Kitty's on my arm. That makes me a big faggot.
Ciao.
Oh my god.
I will die if I wake up in the middle.
That's terrifying.
I wonder if he woke up, he probably couldn't feel anything.
Yeah.
Because when you're under anesthesia, do they give you also numbing stuff? Or are you just so out of it you don't feel pain at all?
I think it depends on what they give you. Like they can give you like nerve blockers that you can like not feel certain parts of your.
Can I get those to like deal with people at work or people I don't like? I need a nerve blocker.
I don't think that's the same thing, but
Can
I love listening to Henrik's voice. I always feel like I'm being like seduced a little bit via phone call. And I'm okay with that.
He has a very nice voice.
He does.
And it's crazy because he's like, I'm German. I live in Germany. But you sound English, but you're from South Africa. It's cool.
I like that you like that.
It's well, I wish I could say that, but I'm like, I'm from Virginia. Boo. Who likes that? Nobody.
Well, some people are into like that whole like rough trade redneck accent.
Yeah, but then I have to start talking like this and kind of be fake about it. And I used to talk like this, but I don't do it anymore. So when I do it, I feel stupid.
That's fair.
That's pretty good, right?
I guess. Yeah.
It could be if I'm drinking, it really comes out, but I don't even have to try. It just happens. And then when we got one last email from, did you have something to say?
No.
To add? We got an email full of penises.
Oh, Joe. We sure did.
Oh my God.
I did. I looked at all those dicks.
You asked for it and he gave it. I mean,
there were like 60 dicks.
Yeah. And we're like, is one of those you? And he's like, or is it? He never gave us an answer.
It's like a really dirty version of Guess Who.
Right.
Like when you're a child. We should make one like that. Of our penises.
I'm just looking. I'm like, they're amazing. There's some amazing.
Nice, there's a big variety.
There's a lot of variety. There's like a black cut penis, uncut Latino penis. There's a white boy that looks like he's corn fed penis.
Ooh.
There is a huge anaconda black penis. And another anaconda black. I bet this one's Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell. And then you have the skinny white boy who shaves his hair downstairs. Ew. Which
I prefer.
That kind of hurts when you're down there.
And I prefer a little bush.
Yeah, I need some bush on that. And then you have like kind of like the perfect penis. Just hairy enough. Just straight enough.
That's a big dick.
Yeah.
That's a big old dick.
perfect thighs. He's got everything. So,
thank you.
Let's go. We're at 50 minutes.
All right.
This is a long ass show. People are going to love it. I hope.
I hope so too.
We are going to be talking after the show about getting our third person for our interview.
We're gonna have a guest.
If you want to ask questions now, remember our guests may be male or female. So kind of remember the questions you ask. They're not always gay man related. So if you have any questions that you want us to ask our guest, we're going to make a list of the things. I would like to have a list of the same questions that we ask every person.
Oh yeah. That's
so good. Then we can just do an interview kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to work on that. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we're good.
Your show opens today. Good luck.
Thank you. Yay.
Have fun.
I will.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.